This is the Kona Edge, the home of Ironman triathletes who dream of qualifying for the World Championships on the Big Island.
Welcome back to yet another edition of the Kona Edge. Time to chat some cycling today, and we head back to the Carolinas, South Carolina to be precise, and a great pleasure to welcome Marnie Sumbol onto the podcast. Marnie, welcome back. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
Marnie, let's talk about your bike. You mentioned that it was something you struggled with, particularly when you first started. Your husband's a very good cyclist. You've had to work really hard on your bike personally to get better over the years, haven't you?
Yeah, for a happy marriage with my husband, I needed to learn to ride my bike really well.
what's the one thing you've done that you think has given you the biggest improvement over the years on the bike?
Well, the big picture with becoming a better cyclist is I've been able to manage the terrain better. And since I do mostly hilly races, you know, Ironman Wisconsin, Lake Placid, Lake Logan Half, Ironman Austria, I love these hilly courses. And in order to manage the terrain better, I needed two things. Number one is I need good posture on the bike. So I need to learn how to sit on the bike properly. So part of that is a good bike fit. I'm lucky in that area that my husband can fit and refit me. But just knowing how to sit on the saddle properly so that I'm using the right muscles and not wearing out the muscles that can also help me for the run. And the other thing is learning how to manage the terrain with my bike skills. So part of that is being relaxed. Part of that is knowing how to turn and descend and to climb. But really it comes down to using my gears. And if we take one step backwards, so if we think, okay, terrain management, I need good posture, I need good skills, it comes down to the training. And as much fun as it is to just go for a bike ride, the training that I've done over the past 2 years is very specific to improving the variable cadence that I have so that when I am hit with a climb, it doesn't tax my legs.
It's interesting that you say that, and I find it fascinating too that you spent a lot of time in Florida. You've only recently moved to South Carolina, which is obviously a lot hillier than Florida. It's from a training perspective, particularly if you're targeting a specific race, you want to try and simulate as much of that in training as you would on race day. Am I correct in saying that?
Yeah, I think it's good. And I think one thing that athletes need to remember is that when you're doing a hilly course, you want to be prepared for what are those hills like? Are they long hills? Are they punchy hills? Are they rolling hills? And then how will you train for that? And I did several races when I was living in Florida in hilly conditions, and I did fine, mostly because I do love riding hills. So I think you kind of have to love to be on hills and climbing and love all aspects of being in the mountains if you're doing hilly races. But at the same time, I needed to make sure, and athletes need to make sure, that their training helps them prepare. And even more important than the training, you know, it's great to get on the trainer and do some heavy gear work and some high cadence work, or get out of the saddle, or, you know, get outside and do the same simulations, but you have to know how to ride your bike. You have to know how to anticipate the climbs. You need to know, when do I get out of the saddle? When do I sit up for my aero bars? When do I back off the pressure on the pedals? Am I pedaling with a good chain tension? So these are those little components. They're not as sexy as race wheels and in a nice frame on the bike, but they're so important to managing the terrain.
Yeah, without a doubt. As far as workouts go, you obviously love climbing. What are some of your favorite workouts on the bike?
Well, I love being on my bike. And the great thing with where we live is that the terrain kind of dictates our intervals. So, you know, on one side, that's great because we always get a really good stressor when we ride outside and it's beautiful. I love where we live. But the downside is it also means that we need to be on our trainer a lot. Because if we just ride outside, we really don't get that specificity that we need. And so on the bike, and I do love riding the trainer, I love any type of variable cadence work. So anything that forces me to ride in different cadences, maybe 45 RPMs, 55 RPMs, 65 RPMs, and then different intensity. So maybe I'm just doing the mechanical load. So my cardiovascular system isn't stressed. And then maybe another workout, it's a big stress on both the legs and the heart. So I love those workouts because they're entertaining and they make the time pass by, but I also know that they have a clear purpose.
Yeah. Now, and that's vital too, is not just riding the bike for the sake of riding the bike, is you need outcomes on everything you're doing.
Yeah, absolutely. Needs to have a purpose.
Cool. Marnie, thank you so much for your time once again here on the Cone Edge. Much appreciated. Look forward to chatting about your run next time out.
I look forward to it.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Cone Edge. Get better on the bike. Register for our next free live online bike seminar. Get to theconaedge.com/bikeseminar now.